Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. We're all in a much better mood today than we were yesterday. And, man, it started out kind of shaky, but Mike Dettillo along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller will join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature. But Charlie came through, and, you know, you never know who becomes the man when you need it. But they needed a fireman last night, okay? 5-1 lead. And Cason Evans became the fireman. Young freshman from St. Pius High School in Houston, Texas, comes in. And for people who have heard Jay Johnson on this show, and he's been on numerous times, Jay has made the comment, next year, he's going to be my guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be the guy on this pitching staff. Well, last night, he was the guy. 6 innings pitch, 1 run given up, 4 hits, a career best 12 strikeouts. It was sort of shaky at the end with them. Man, you could see that picture of Anthony Ianson warming up, and I kept telling my wife, come on, you got to put him in there. And they went one more inning with him. He was able to get it out, and so a big win certainly for LSU. And at the end, it really doesn't matter. You got to win. Okay, they're not giving you style points for none of this. And you got to give Little Rock a lot of credit, too. Man, they don't have the fraction of the talent that LSU does baseball-wise. But they hung in there like grim death, and they fought to the bitter end with it. They just sort of ran out of steam at the end. And, you know, there's always other heroes there. Cason Evans certainly was the fireman. But last night when you needed some hits, the designated hitter, Ethan Fry from Rose Pine High School.
Yeah.
Man, if you know where Rose Pine is, it's in Vernon Parish. It's about 16 miles, I guess, southwest of Leesville. So if you know where Leesville is, you're not too far away from Rose Pine. He's former standout high school quarterback. At Rose Pine. Just take a look at him.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't no small cat, but any stretch of the imagination. And but he was a superb baseball player there. Drove in 4 runs, 4 for 4, a home run, 2 doubles, 2 walks, 2 runs, and the most unlikeliest guy. And certainly Ethan, with that designated hitter role, it fits him beautifully. But the catcher, Luis Hernandez, 2 solo home runs, 3 RBIs. And finally, the Bear woke up from his sleep, and it was the kind of insurance runs late. Hits a 2-run home run to kind of seal the deal. His 20th home run of the season. But the Bear woke up a little bit last night, and hopefully he can get ready. And West Virginia next on the dance card for the Tigers. And we'll have those games Saturday and Sunday right here on the Big 870 WWL and free on the Odyssey app. If there's a game Monday,
And it'll be determined exactly what time that is. We will also have it here on WWL Radio. But, Charlie, all eyes glued. And early on, you were like, okay, I live in the country. I can tell you this. Because a lot of people say, you don't know what you're talking about with lightning. Never strikes twice in the same spot. I'm like, what? You live in the country? I done seen lightning hit the same spot over and over and over again. And I wondered last night, with a 5-1 lead that Little Rock had, was this going to be another lightning strike from the day before? But, man, I give LSU a lot of credit. They kind of pulled themselves up by the bootstraps and were able to get it done. And, again, major, major kudos to Kaysen Evans, Ethan Frye, Luis Hernandez, Jared Jones. Came through when they really needed it. And punch your ticket now, and you know what this means. Get those wins and where you end up next.
All right, so let's kind of break it down, Mike, because as you mentioned, when we talked with Mark Etheridge last night, the SEC writer for D1Baseball.com, heading into the game, he said that there was going to have to be quote-unquote legacy performances. Like, some guys were going to have to really, really step up and shine for this game. And you mentioned the major key pieces there. I mean, Kaysen Evans, let's just start with him. 9 straight strikeouts in that game. When Little Rock had put up the 5 spot in the second inning and things were a little bit falling apart because – you know, you go to Zach Cowan, and Zach Cowan, the main kind of calling card for him is that he didn't really give up free passes. He had 10 walks the entire season as one of the main bullpen pieces for this Tiger squad all year long. But then he gives up the free passes, the walks, the hit by pitch. Little Rock takes advantage. It felt like every single time that LSU was giving up a free base runner, Little Rock would figure out a way to get them home. And that's just what a hot team was doing. Like, as you mentioned with Chris Curry, he had those guys believing. And the Trojans gave the Tigers all they could handle. But then Kaysen Evans comes in the second inning and just stems the bleeding, holds him to 5, and then he just goes on this roll for 6 innings and just shuts down that red-hot offense that had scored 40 runs in the past 3 games, Mike. And as far as the hitting, I mean, once again, there was that moment in the fourth inning where they get the bases loaded with 2 outs and Ethan Frye comes up to bat. And if you'll remember, Jay Johnson kind of shifted up the lineup a little bit. Jared Jones was in the 2-hole for forever, but then he moves Ethan Frye up to the 2-hole. So Frye's up to bat with the bases loaded and 2 outs in the fourth inning. And then he cracks this, you know, 3-run double that sent the box into a frenzy. I mean, I think that might have been the loudest it was the entire night, including the home runs by Luis Hernandez and also Jared Jones at the very end, like you mentioned. But the box went nuts at that point because all of a sudden you got a 5-1 deficit to a 5-4 deficit and you're right back in it. And with Kaysen Evans pitching the way he was all night long, that's all you really needed. You just kind of fought and clawed your way back into it. And Jay Johnson said in the postgame presser that it was one of his, you know, best wins of his entire coaching career because of how much they had to work to earn that victory. When you find yourself in such a big hole early on, and then you have the heroes like Ethan Frye, like Luis Hernandez, who belted 2, you know, solo home runs to left field last night that, you know, as soon as they were off the bat, you could tell those things were flying out. On top of being a great catcher and the defense that he provided as well and being a steady presence for the young pitching staff like Kaysen Evans, it was just fantastic performances from multiple different guys, like you mentioned, with Evans, with Frye, you know, with, you know, at the very end with Jared Jones, but also Luis Hernandez as well. So a lot of key pieces kind of came up as heroes in this game, Mike, to extend their season, and now you get West Virginia at the box next weekend.
Yeah, and again, you know, every series is a little bit different. It's just like playing it's a snapshot in time. And you were able to make it work last night and get that W. Charlie, I can't tell you how many people text me last night about, boy, is Jay Johnson going to leave you down in June? It's going to end here tonight. Oh, y'all going to have a long summer. I was like, man, don't even tell me that. I don't even want to hear it. Kind of part of the joke is between Coach Johnson and I is I told him, listen, Coach, I don't care what you got to do. You got to extend June for me. It's kind of a dead period, and we are going to have the camps that we're going to do at Louisiana Line Camp and the Manning Passing Academy, and certainly there is more news with the Pelicans and with the Saints. But, man, LSU baseball gives you the breathing line for a while. And he's like, Mike, I'll do everything I can to help you out. Everything I can. So, hey, Coach, if you're listening, hey, you did me a solid. I appreciate it. And we move on. And, again, for so many people, and I have a neighbor just like that, Charlie, it's only 2 seasons in this world. That's LSU football season, LSU baseball season.
Yep.
There ain't no winter, spring, summer, and fall. It's LSU football, LSU baseball. It extends it out, and I thought about that last night. I watched Ole Miss, man, claw their way back after really falling back.
Yeah.
I think it was 12-4 at one time against Murray State.
They were down 9 runs, and then they score 8 unanswered, Mike. And, you know, that 3-run shot in the 8th inning, you're thinking that Ole Miss is going to win this game. Swayze was going nuts. And then Murray State is able to get the final 5 outs of that game and hold on to and cling to that 12-11 victory to move on to the Super Regional round. So,
Mike, they put a cork in the bottle.
It's been a weird weekend in college baseball, man. Like, if you're looking at 9 regional hosts advance to the Super Regional round, that's a low number.
Yep.
Like we've said before, with 67% of regional hosts typically making it to the second round, that only 9 of the 16 get there. And, I mean, legitimately, it was just a strange weekend because the lowest it's ever been, I went and did a little bit of research on this, Mike, is 7. So we're only a couple of spots higher than what it's the lowest point that it's ever been in, like 2007, I think 2014 as well. But yeah, no, LSU being one of the hosts to advance, one of the 9 hosts to advance the Super Regional round, and now they get to host West Virginia this weekend at Alec Box Stadium.
Yeah, and man, you're talking about Alex Box was rocking when Ole Miss got that 3-run homer. Man, it was loud.
Yes.
Man, it was really loud for Ole Miss, and I said, uh-oh. You know, man, Murray State just might spit the bit here. But, man, I give them credit again. Put a cork in the bottle, able to advance, and congratulations to Murray State. Last night, a little bit too much Miami for Southern Miss, but it was a nice run this year for the Golden Eagles. It really was a nice run for them. Just Miami, just a little bit more talent there, and they were able to pull it out. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. And Buddy Saunji from Tiger Bait will join us. Buddy's covered LSU baseball about as long as I have, basically 40 years. He'll be with us to talk LSU baseball right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, and it is your home for LSU baseball. You'll be able to hear coverage of LSU West Virginia this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And if it happens, a Monday game, you can hear it right here on the Big 870 also. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from TigerBait.com, he's covered a lot of LSU baseball games in his lifetime. Buddy Songe, buddy, what's happening, my man?
Good to talk with you, Mike, on a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon. A lot of anxious moments for Tiger fans. They looked unbeatable posting two quick shutouts, 7-0 against Little Rock, and then Skull Dragon, then shutting out DBU 12-0, and then got back to reality. A lot of waiting, a lot of intenseness, but they prevailed, and thank the good Lord, Jared Jones the Bear has awakened. And if they can get him and a couple of other guys hot, I think they got a chance to punch their ticket to Omaha this weekend, Mike.
Buddy, you and I have seen a lot of baseball and football through our lifetime here at LSU. I thought last night what Cason Evans did in the moment, okay, because, man, ain't nothing going right for you. I mean nothing is happening right for you. For an 18-year-old freshman to come in there to do what he did, that, what you watch, is a moment of a lifetime. Very, very few athletes, people say, oh, that's not that difficult to do. Well, how come somebody else didn't do it? That's my deal. If it was that easy to do. What Cason Evans did last night to basically get the fire hose out and put out the fire when it was blazing pretty good, that goes down as one of the major moments in LSU baseball history.
No doubt about it. I've been trying to verify all day, Mike, the most consecutive strikeouts for an LSU pitcher. Cade Anderson started last year as a freshman against Southeastern and struck out the first 7, but 9 in a row, and he was getting ahead of the count. And believe it or not, guys, I'm here to say that umpiring wasn't great last night, but it's still been appreciably better than the SEC. But, Mike, I agree with you 100%. And talk about timely. That place was a nervous wreck last night. The box was quiet. They get beat 5-1 after losing the night before 10-4. And a lot of people were kind of freaking out. My phone's blowing up. I said, sit tight. I think they're going to pull it out 9-7. But, boy, baseball is a different animal. I think Ben McDonald said it best. Little Rock would get beat by LSU 100 out of 100 in football. Not the case in baseball. But speaking of Cason, as in Cason Evans, phenomenal. And I don't ever remember anybody striking 9 consecutive batters out with the Tigers. But I've yet to verify that with Mr. LSU baseball, Bill Franquez.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is we got to see Ethan Fry, the former high school quarterback from Rose Pine High School, and as a designated hitter, when they needed the bat to come through, he made it happen for them. And, again, because you need everything in baseball. You need to have the pitching. You need to have the hitting. LSU's bats had gotten cold. And you needed some guy to step up and say, hey, get out the way, I got it. And that's what Ethan Fry did last night.
Well, not only did he do that, Mike, but he did it in the two-hole. And let's give Jay Johnson some credit. Yep. He was sticking with Jared Jones all this time. And quite frankly, folks, Jared Jones has probably been embarrassed. He's been striking out so much. Over 70 times this year. Does have 20 home runs. Hit 28 last year. I thought he hit 30. Down a little bit. But lo and behold, when you start talking about the attitude of the fans, they stayed with them and to come back. But look, that was special. But they still got to play a little bit better. But, Mike, have you ever seen such craziness with all the regionals? Seven of the top 16 got beat, four of them in the SEC, and all of them at home. But, yeah, Cason Evans and all of the, as you talked about, Ethan Frye, you move him up to the two hole, you put Milam at three, Danny Dickerson at four, Jake Brown at five, and then Jared Jones, where he should have been, Mike, the last couple of games, Jay made the move, took a gamble, and he hit the long ball at six. You see different pitches at six than you do it at two, as you well know.
No question about it. Charlie?
You know, buddy, Mike and I were talking about the heroic performances in this game, and we already mentioned a couple of them with Cason and Ethan, but also giving a tip of the cap to Luis Hernandez, who's been really, really good for the Tigers all season long, and, you know, catching all the games that they played defensively, but then coming up huge in multiple moments in last night's game, just hammering two solo home runs to left field. You know, what the first one tied the game up in the sixth inning, and then, you know, the insurance run in the eighth inning that ended up being the winning run in the entire game. So Luis Hernandez, both defensively and, you know, coming alive at the plate as well with two gigantic hits.
Hey, Charlie, been thinking about you since the end of the regular season. You know, you and I had the discussion with Mike a couple of weeks ago about if 19-11 would get it done as a national seed. Right. I know you wanted to see them get to 20. But they did blow one against Carolina, got to that 19, got in at that six spot. But there's no doubt about it. Look, the three stars last night were Cason Evans, Luis, and as you alluded to, those are two big home runs. And then Ethan Frye. Mike, I don't know what would have happened. That crowd was so nervous at 5-1. As soon as you get the base-clearing three-run double, that puts it to 5-4. You tie it up, and as Charlie alluded to, When he goes short a couple of times, you started to feel like LSU was gonna take it to the house. And here's another tidbit to Jay Johnson. He did it in the SEC tournament. He brought in Eisen to close out the first game after Anderson had won so well. And he brought him back again for the last inning or so. And so right now, I don't think Jay would trade his top three starters for anybody in the country. Whether you go Eisen on Saturday and fake some cakes, you didn't hear, folks. 1 o'clock Saturday on ESPN, 5 o'clock Sunday on ESPN2, Monday if needed. But guys, Charlie and Mike, you got to like Kate Anderson and Anthony Eisen and, of course, Cason Evans. But good point, Charlie. The man needs a day off his feet. That was brutal in that heat. And, you know, catchers, he got beat up. He's on the ground chasing balls, and everybody knows how tough it is with a great curveball, but a lot of great performances last night. And you know, Mike, this is a great thing about baseball. This is why Ben says it's the greatest game. You and I think football is the greatest game because we love it so much. But man, oh man, that the tension in that, these guys were the number 243rd team ranked in the country a couple of weeks ago before they got hot.
Yeah, Cinderella stories are awesome in college baseball. And, you know, Murray State has one going to Super Regionals and taking out the Ole Miss and the Oxford Regional as well. But, buddy, I wanted to ask you, because you kind of alluded to it there, with, you know, the LSU pitching staff and how they line up for this weekend, the left side of the bracket in the College World Series tournament ends up being, you know, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday Super Regional games, whereas the right side is the Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And that obviously is gigantic for LSU. I want to get your thoughts on it, because now Cade Anderson, who threw this past Saturday, is going to be on full week of rest entering Saturday's game against West Virginia. You know, Anthony Eisen gets a little bit extra rest as well. And then Cason Evans, potentially, if you need him for a Monday game against West Virginia, will be on a full week of rest too. So I want to get your thoughts on how LSU's pitching lines up, because with regional play, it's a little bit different. Super regionals, when you have the two-headed monster that LSU has with Cade Anderson and Anthony Eisen, you just need to win two of three against your super regional opponent. So I think it sets up really well, especially with the full week of rest for Cade Anderson and the guys getting ready for the Saturday, Sunday, Monday series.
Well, the great thing about what Cason Evans did last night is he's probably going to be the Friday night starter. Most folks, LSU fans, and know this by now, Cade Anderson is old enough to go and he's been ranked in the top 3, 4, 5 in the draft next year. Eisen's going to go, and so you're going to need Evans next year to be a starter probably on Friday night. But look, Charlie, you make a good point. I don't know which way he will go because he's done that with both those guys. So, I mean, just to give you some stats real quick, Eisen for the year, 10-2 with an ERA of 2.50, 130-plus strikeouts. Kate Anderson, 9-1, 3.2 ERA with 156 strikeouts. And then we just talked about the job that Cason Evans did, striking out 9 in a row. And, guys, I know I gripe about umpiring a little bit, but I want to ask you guys, have you seen the umpiring get a little bit better in postseason versus SEC play, Charlie?
Yeah.
I would say marginal.
In some regionals it was better, in others it wasn't. I was keeping an eye on squeeze play this past weekend. That's like the one thing that ESPN does really, really well with college baseball is being able to watch all the different games and have, you know, the quadrants of, you know, what's going on and the best action and the regional play. Some of it was good, buddy, and then other times you just see, you know, umpiring decisions that make you scratch your head a little bit.
The other thing about it is the dude last night, he was consistently bad with the strike zone for both teams.
Absolutely.
It wasn't just about LSU. It was about both. Man, a couple of times I saw pitches, you know, and he would call it a strike. And I was, man, that looked inside to me. But whatever, you know, but again, that's what you're going to get. And it's all, you know, everybody takes a different look at
element.
The strike zone when they behind the plate. Last question for you, buddy, is always believe in moments of time. I don't care if it's in your personal life, if you're meeting someone, if it's in your business world. There are moments in time that sort of changes your course of history. And there are still chapters to be written on this LSU baseball team. But do you think maybe last night is going to be that defining moment for this LSU baseball team?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I think if Arkansas doesn't win it all this year, they're never going to win it. I think they set up well. LSU's got to pitch and to win it. And 982 is an incredible fielding percentage for a Jay Johnson club. They generally don't field and play defense like this. Everybody knows what the infield has done. But, Mike, I think they're going to get to Omaha, but they've got to be a little bit more consistent with the bats if they're going to win it all. But certainly I think it was a great moment for them to be in a position to win a couple games and get to Omaha. But you know how it is, guys. You got to peak at the right time. I do think Arkansas, if they get there, is due. LSU, though, believe it or not, Charlie and Mike, on one of the betting sites, the favorite, plus 300 to win it all.
I saw
Arkansas
that.
Right behind them. You saw that?
I saw it. So
they've got an opportunity, but I think everybody I've talked to today, they want Jay to keep the lineup the same. Ethan Frye in the two-hole, Jared Jones at 6. You get Luis to start hitting the long ball. And look, Steven Monster Milam, if he gets hot and starts hitting the long ball. It's been a lot of fun, but I got to be honest with you guys, a lot of tense moments after 2 quick shutouts. People thought it was going to be a breeze. And once again, another 4-hour game last night. We shut the lights off at midnight. Once again, it's been late night out at the box the last 4 nights.
Yeah, buddy, you know, one thing with sports, it does have a lot of fickle moments to it. And we've got to see it in front of our very eyes over 3 or 4 days, the really good moments, the bad moments, and then last night you saw something sort of special happen where, you know, a couple of young guys really stood up when they needed to. Buddy, thanks so much for joining us, my man. Always appreciate your time and your insights.
All right, guys, enjoyed it. Thanks for having me on. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much. Buddy Songe from TigerBait.com. We come back. We have on with us Jim Derry from Datitude. You read his columns with the Times-Picayune, Morning Advocate, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from Datitude, he's coordinating, supervising with the Times-Picayune Morning Advocate, Jim Derry. It's been a while, but Jim, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Glad to be with you, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on, Mike, Charlie.
Jim, before the draft, you and I talked about this, and you were an advocate of it. This team has to go offensive line. Now, I think you were hoping maybe somehow, some way, Will Campbell might take a tumble and the Saints would be able to get him. But you were a big advocate of selecting a big man up front along the offensive line. So I'll ask you your thoughts on Kelvin Banks Jr. and sort of how it played out, because now it does what, you know, you and I have talked about many times. Grab your left tackle, and you can move Taliese Fuaga back to your right tackle position, his more natural spot. You got Eric McCoy, best football player on this team today. And Cesar Ruiz, he's a solid player at the right guard spot. Find your left guard. I don't care. I don't know who it is, but find your left guard. But getting that other tackle was so important.
You know, Mike, it's so interesting because I think – I don't know if I've ever seen potential. Now, obviously, we're still 3 months away from the start of the season, so anything can happen. But you're talking about a unit that we've been talking about for a couple of years as a major weakness of this team. And you could go from a weakness to maybe the strength of the offense and one of the strengths of this team and with just a matter of one draft pick. Because I think that's what – I mean, you're talking about – a dude that's played 42 games for obviously one of the best college football teams in the nation at 21 years old was a team captain comes in here. He can be your anchor on the left side of the line. If you can get anything out of it, if it's Trevor Penning, if it's Dylan Radins, whoever it is at left guard, I mean, this unit can actually be a strength now. And that's something we haven't been able to say since Sean Payton was here. And so I think that I'm excited to see it. I love the pick. If you can't get Will Campbell, I think this was the next best thing for this football team. It's something they had to do, and I thought it was I don't like giving grades out because grades are made after they actually play. But, I mean, it's as close to a slam dunk as you possibly could get. It's something they had to do, and they did it.
The Saints quarterback position has taken that kind of twist and turns, and it did actually – officially happened late this afternoon where Derek Carr was placed on the reserve retired list. I mean, that's just a formality right. With everything with it here. And the baton now is given to Tyler Shuck. I mean, you know, it's his job to lose. I get the competition part with Spencer Rattler and everything else. But, you know, come on. Reality. You didn't pick him in round two to watch. You picked him to play. And with no veteran on this team, with any kind of experience, you got guys that have got a few years in the league, but nothing from an experience standpoint. This job has been handed to Tyler Shuck, and it's his now. Now, go out and prove how good you can be. I think that the mystery for a lot of people is you haven't really seen a lot of them because of injury. And, you know, he spent all that time in college, but a lot of that was downtime due to injury.
Of all the guys in this draft, of all the quarterbacks, and we talk about, you know, the one thing that is good about Tyler Shuck, and I'm just not a fan of this quarterback class in general. You and I have talked about that. However, the one thing I say about Tyler Shuck is he's the one guy that's a mystery. He could turn out to be the guy you're looking for, he could turn out to be a bust. But, I mean, I guess at this point in time, when you're talking about a rookie head coach, you're willing to take a gamble, and that's what the Saints did in gambling to get Tyler Shuck. But I agree with you. I mean, you don't have a new coach come in and use the guy that was the fifth-round draft pick for the last coach who went 0-6. I mean, I don't care why he went out. You know, people making excuses. He went 0-6 because of this, because it doesn't matter why he went 0-6. The fact is he was a fifth-round draft pick and went 0-6 for the former coach. There's no question that Tyler Shuck is going to be, unless he just stinks it up in camp. And Spencer Rattler is absolutely phenomenal and goes and just takes the job by storm. It's going to be Shucks to lose. But, look, it's an interesting time for this football team. Mike, you and I have been talking about it, and you've been saying, look, they basically got to blow it up to build it back up, and there's only one way to get out of football purgatory. Those are your words, football purgatory. And I stole them, been using them for myself. And it's to start over, and I think that's kind of where this team is. Maybe if things fall right, it's not a full 100% rebuild, but it's pretty close to it. We'll see how much they had to do early in the season, because the toughest part of their schedule, in my opinion, is those first four games of the year.
Bingo. I agree with you totally. I think the biggest challenge for Kellen Moore and his coaching staff is to develop some of the good potential talent on this team. And I don't want to use the term good talent. I use the term potential talent. With a guy like Kendra Miller, we don't know squat about him, no more than when they drafted him. Nick Saldiveri, you traded up in round four to pick him. He almost handed him the left guard spot. That didn't work out. Rashid Shaheed, we've seen glimpses. That, man, he could be a playmaker. Now, again, the health part with him came into play last year. Brian Brisset has flashed it, certainly as a pass rusher, and he's a big man, pass rusher. How kind of the position why they're going to use him up front. Isaiah Foskey's been nothing more than a special teams guy. The development of a Kool-Aid McKinstry, what they're going to do with Alante Taylor, even though Alante on draft night, when I questioned him about it, he said, they're going to use me the same way Brandon Staley used Jalen Ramsey with the Rams, meaning on the outside, first, second down, on third down, he's going to be in the nickel position. The development of young players has to be paramount on the list. And I'm not even talking about the rookies brought in. That has to be the one element Kellen Moore and his coaching staff have to hit.
You know what's so interesting, Mike, about this team? Well, a lot of things. But there's a few guys in the middle there, but for the most part, for the vast majority, they're either really young and raw and undeveloped, or they're really old and about to get out of here. I mean, there's not a lot of guys with, you know, like 5 or 6 years of experience, you know. So I think these next 2 years is kind of the transition to where, now, this team doesn't have the talent that Sean Payton had when he first came in here in 2006. So I don't expect this isn't going to be a quick thing. This isn't going to be like Sean Payton was able to turn this team around very quickly, got to the NFC Championship game, struggled for a few years, you know, were mediocre, I guess, before they went to the Super Bowl. No, this is a different kind of team. But it's a team that I think that fans who are just looking for something different, looking for to get out of the shadow of their former selves, can really get into, because you got, like you talk about, all this young talent that you want to see. And I think a lot of these are ready to take the next step. You know, I think the one I'm looking forward to most of all, you talked about Brian Brisset. I don't know how he fits into this Brandon Staley defense, but I'm sure I'm looking forward to finding out. And he's going to be a guy I'll probably watch more than anybody in the first month or so of camp and into preseason. I want to see how he fits, because he's a guy that I think is going to play probably more in preseason than maybe a starter might usually play, because he's going to have to figure it out. But that's the guy on defense that I'm really looking forward to. And then you talk about Shaheed. And you're right, the injury bug kind of set in last year, but is he ready to take the next step as a receiver? I think that he is, if he can stay healthy. So those are the two guys that I think I'm looking forward to most. And you're right about Kendra Miller. It's make-or-break time for him. Is Devin Neal going to come in and challenge him? A 6th-round pick, I'd sure love to see it. I don't know it's going to happen right away.
You know, Jim, the one thing that the Saints really could promise Kellen Moore is patience, because as you mentioned, they know where they are. The only way you build this thing is kind of from the ground up through the draft and adding these pieces. I'm glad you mentioned Devin Neal, because that's actually who I wanted to ask you about. We've talked to a bunch of different national reporters and scouts. I know we had Greg Cosell on last week, and he really kind of highlighted Devin Neal, saying that he shows shades of like a James Cook with the Buffalo Bills. And
right.
It doesn't really matter if you picked him in the 6th round, because this running back room is so wide open. You don't know what you have past Alvin Kamara because of Kendra Miller's injury history, and just you already cut Jamal Williams. So the door's open for someone like Devin Neal to really cement himself in his spot on this roster. And I think he's got the talent to do it.
Charlie, is there a better place in the NFL for a 6th-round running back to be taken than the New Orleans Saints?
I don't think so.
I mean, there really is. I mean, Alvin Kamara is going into age 30 season, and look, we all love AK, and we appreciate what he's done for this team, and absolutely a legend with this team. But let's be real. He's not going to be the AK of old. He's just not. I mean, you got to be realistic. Could he still be a fantastic player on this team? Obviously, you're going to look to him, and he needs to play a huge role with these young guys. But I mean, look, Kendra Miller's had chances. Could he come out of nowhere and be what we thought he was going to be? Sure, he could. But Devin Neal's probably going to make this football team, and he's going to get his chances. And look, I'm excited to see what he can do. Look, again, this is all part of turning the page. And if there's something to get excited about, you're probably not going to get excited about the record. I mean, let's get real. I mean, realistically, this is probably a 4 or 5 win kind of team. But is it going to be the team that you hope gets better from week 1 to week 18, because that's really all you're looking forward to this year. And Devin Neal fits exactly into that. You want to see Devin Neal. Maybe he doesn't get starts right away, and then by week 4, week 5, week 6, he's getting in there and he's getting 6 or 7 carries. And who knows, by the end of the year, maybe he's touching it, you know, 14, 15 times by the end of the year. So those are that's certainly a rookie on the watch list, and a guy that I expect from week 1 to week 18 to play a bigger role.
Jim, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always love having you on, buddy. And, again, thanks so much for your insights.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks so much. Jim Derry does a great job with Datitude. You can read some of his stuff with Times-Picayune Morning Advocate. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. Want to thank Buddy Sanji along with Jim Derry. Two great guests we've had on in our number one. Our number two, Jeff Duncan, will join us at 5:20. Talk Saints, OTAs. We'll have one coming up this coming Thursday. And also a lot more LSU baseball talk. Tigers, man, bringing it to the Super Regionals. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.